politics is usually so boring, and I see the big two parties got themselves underway yesterday, boring, but I tell you what, it gets interesting when North Queensland gets involved. They're talking about a new, this isn't the first time, this has been going on since the gold rushes in 1865. They're talking about North Queensland being its own state, having the power to make its own laws, raise their own money. $70 billion a year their economy's worth, North, Central and North of Queensland. And there's a bloke right now, he was with the Liberal Party, but he split off a while ago, and he said, righto, I'm setting up the North Queensland. Oh, well, let's ask him what the hell he's up to, because he's already in Parliament. He's a member for Whitsunday. Jason Costigan, good morning. Welcome to The Big Breakfast.
Morning, Marto, and he used to call the footy on Fox Sports. That's the NRL. Nice to be with you.
For the Cowboys games, I know, mate.
Not just the Cowboys, mate, I'm sure. Good morning, New Zealand. There's a lot of people that say, when are you coming back, Costo, to calling the footy on Fox or Channel 9? I'm saying, hey, I've got some serious work to do to fix up North Queensland.
Righto. Tell everybody, because we're going to open it up, Jay, so we need to know, what's your proposal? Because there's a lot of North Queenslanders living down here, probably feel the same as you.
Yeah, special good morning to all the expats, whether you're from Cairns, Townsville, Mackay, maybe the Canefields of the Burdekin, northwest Queensland, Mount Isa. What we want to do, Marto, is basically draw a line, literally. We don't have to build a wall, but a line on a map north of Bundaberg around Baffle Creek. That's between Bundaberg and 1770.
Yeah.
And so as you're coming up the Bruce Highway, welcome to the promised land, the new state of North Queensland, as you come into Merriam Vale. And basically, the line or the border would do a bit of a dogleg across mountain ranges that provide a natural barrier that define central Queensland from the Wide Bay. And eventually, it would run a line of on the 24th parallel heading to the Northern Territory border. So towns like Emerald, Longreach, Barcaldine, Gladstone, Billawheeler, they would all be in the new state of North Queensland, subject to me being successful with North Queensland First at this election, getting a referendum up in 2022, and getting a green light to get this new state off the ground, which has been talked about, Marto, since the early days colonial discovery.
1865, it's been bandied around since. Why do you think now North Queenslanders would be on board? And what's the end game here, Jason?
Well, the end game is breaking away because, look, it was a great thing for 150-odd years with you guys down there, but we're getting the dregs when it comes to funding and resources. It's ironic that you mention 1865. That was the year that Patrick Costigan turned up in Mackay with his Irish accent as the town's first policeman. So my family...
A relative?
I'd say so. His great-great-grandson's live on Triple M in Brisbane this morning, and there's been talked about over five generations, Marto, but there's a lot of noise now because more and more people live in that corridor between Noosa and Coolangatta, and we're feeling continually disengaged, missing out on services.
Yeah,
for
gotcha.
Goodness sake, Marto, you can't even have a baby in Bowen anymore. We don't even have renal dialysis at the Proserpine Hospital. So we're really jack of it, and there's a lot of angry people out there.
How many people? You're talking about a million people, $70 billion you guys generate. How much does the southeast corner generate? Any idea?
Well, a lot more than that, because that's built on property taxes. I don't want to try and give everyone an economic lesson on breakfast radio, but at the end of the day, the economy of North Queensland hypothetically stacks up because there's so much more we can do in terms of tapping into our agricultural base, our resources base with mining, and in the tourism industry, of course, too. So the new state, which I've promoted as the Reef State, basically taking the whole Great Barrier Reef.
It's a fair chunk.
Well, it is. It's a big land grab, but it needs to be done because if you talk to people on the street and well, as I say, in central Queensland, north Queensland, far north Queensland, you can talk to Indigenous people, non-Indigenous people in the west, people on the coast, people in the coal fields, people in the cane fields. Marto, they are jack of it. They are really, really angry, more so than I think in a long time. I've been in media in North Queensland since 1989 when I started my career with News Corp in Bowen. There are a lot of people on the warpath and they are jack of the two major parties. And we'll see what happens on October 31.
Yep. Hey, Jace, thank you very much. We're going to open it up for everybody, mate, and ask the question, is this a good or bad idea? That's as simple as that. Should we let North Queensland go? I reckon you get a bum deal as well. Jason Costigan, good luck in the election, mate, member for Whitsunday. But he wants to put North Queensland first and split the state.
What he also wants to do is shoot crocodiles and burn coal without being lectured.
I'm in. 1-3-3-5-3. What do you reckon, Marto? You want to hear from people from North Queensland, well,
not just from here as well. Like, if he gets successful, and there's a chance he'll win his seat again, then he'll start pushing for the referendum, and then we'll all get to have a go. can we let North Queensland, because they need more infrastructure. They need more money up there. We're neglecting them.
They're forgotten.
We'll get your calls on next. Or you can text Marto's burner phone, 0484 10 1045.
If you're a proud North Queenslander, ring us up and say, yeah, this is great.
What do you think about the idea to divide the state in two, North Queensland and South Queensland,
Marto? Same theory as what we're doing with the border closures. We hate everyone from New South Wales and Victoria, but we closed the border. But now there's a bloke saying, let's split Queensland in two and make North Queensland and South Queensland different.
Silly question. What's it do to state of origin?
Interesting. There's a lot of origin footballers. It could be a tri series.
North Queenslander.
You've got to separate.
Southeast Queenslander. Yeah.
But when you think sensibly about it, they got the cattle, tourism, and their businesses are dying because we're not sending them any of the money. They earn the money. It goes to Canberra. When it comes back to Brisbane to get distributed, they reckon they're not getting enough up in North Queensland.
133353. Robin from Drewval, good morning.
How you doing, guys?
Yeah, good, mate. Do you agree with Jason Costigan, the member for the Whitsundays? He wants to divide Queensland into two.
Absolutely. It's obvious with tourism in North Queensland that the money doesn't get up there because it's been dying for a long time up there and the people have been struggling, but the money doesn't make it up there. And like you guys said, you know, they generate their own money, but once it goes to the city, I mean, the best way to have a state run is by people that actually know the area. And North Queensland is a lot different to Brisbane City.
Rob, you know, they're all whinging about they haven't got coronavirus. They've never had it up there. And they're going, why we get involved in all the lockdowns, etc. They would have done what Palaszczuk's done for Queensland. They would have done it for North Queensland and never had a problem. They could have carried on.
Exactly. I mean, I've played in touring bands my whole life, and I've played all around North Queensland, and I've seen it dropping and dropping and dropping because, you know, the tourists don't go to a place that where they can't afford to have things where they should be. I mean, you look at Cairns as an example; it's a third of what it used to be.
You're right. It is dwindling so badly. Thanks, Rob.
Lex from Bulimba, dividing the state into two. What does that do for you?
No, it's ridiculous. Why would you divide something in half and have more government over a less body of people? Fix the problems. Get leaders in that run the state, that actually lead the state and look at the state as a whole. That's the problem. It doesn't need to be divided. It just needs better leadership.
But they've been arguing. The North Queensland has been arguing forever. You never think about us. Mm. And we don't. We only think about our little 3 million people down here in the corner. So that's why they're finally going, hold on, we've had a gutful.
Well, it comes back to the leadership, Marto. It just comes back to the leadership. The leadership's got to look at the whole state.
Mm. So but clearly they've not been doing that, Lex. So why would it change? Maybe it needs...
How does it fix it by splitting it in half? How do what do we split Queensland Health in half and say, okay, now we've got a health system that's run, needs another level of bureaucracy over the top of it because it's a new state?
You're right in terms of that, no.
We've got a railway system. Do we split that in half and then all of a sudden we've got another level of bureaucracy over that? You can't fix things with more bureaucracy. You've got to put people in place that make decisions, represent the people and stand up for the people in all their areas. And the local members... What are they like? They're also sitting in Parliament. Get more vocal. Mm. Surely that some of the LNP and Labor members for those areas should stand up for their people.
That's
or why
the
are they
key.
Running? Why are they running in the election?
Yeah, why are they silent?
Stand up for their people. Yeah, yeah. Why are they silent? Stand up for your people.
Mm. Great call, point, Lex. Thank you. 0484 10 1045 is the number of our burner phone. You can text us there as well and let us know what you're thinking.
We're getting plenty on the burner phone. A lot of people going, all the focus is in Brisbane, is on the bottom of the state. No one knows. No one cares about what's happening up north, which is reflecting what we just heard there.
80% of our callers are saying that we should divide the state in two. Chris from Morrowfield.
80%.
Are you part of the 80%?
Yeah, mate. Going back to what Marto loves, daylight savings. You cut it off where they want to cut it off.
Hey.
Everyone below can go into daylight savings. Everyone's happy.
Hey, that's not bad, Chris. Where are you from, mate?
Mate, I was born and bred in Mount Isa. And we, through that trial, I remember at 10 p.m. at night, we still had daylight. And I was in school.
Oh, yeah, so that does suck.
you know, that absolutely sucks. You're trying to go to sleep, there's daylight outside, it's just not working for you.
Chris, daylight savings aside, if we were to split Queensland into two from Bundaberg upwards, that's a fair chunk of Queensland. Are they going to be able to spread the funds that far anyway?
Well,
it's a big area to service.
It is, but if you give them control over their own funds, then they have a better focus on getting it where it needs to go.
That's right.
Like, because everything is down here in the southeast corner, the main focus is the southeast corner because that's where the government is. You put a government north, they'll be able to focus it where they need it to go, not where we need it to go.
How does it work in WA? Because it's a massive state. That's a vast area of Australia to cover. How does the government over there?
Down the bottom.
Not as many people up there.
Not as many people up top.
Way more people in North Queensland.
Yeah, so we've got 1 million. Above that line, you're saying there's 1 million. There's probably 3 and a little bit million down in the southeast corner. We should be able to fend for ourselves. I don't know.
Well, so what do we say?
80% said split her in two.
We'll see.